The backyard setting at the Beaverdale home of Jeff and Sandy Hatfield Club was intimate and relaxed. Huge oak trees shaded the patio while wind chimes blew softly in the breeze. Before Mr. Obama arrived, the guests chatted excitedly about hosting the president in this eclectic middle-class neighborhood.
Once-in-a-lifetime situation. I'm just glad to be invited.
That's 93-year-old Paul Morrison, a former spokesperson for Drake University. Most of the crowd hailed from either Drake, where Sandy is the athletic director, or Holy Trinity Catholic Church School, where Jeff is a social studies teacher.
Mr. President, Father Michael Amadeo, pastor of Holy Trinity Catholic Church here in Beaverdale. My question for you comes from a member of my congregation who is 55 years of age, has a wife, two children who are freshmen in high school. A year ago, he lost his job in manufacturing. What will your economic policies do for him within the next year to be able to secure a job and have that American dream again?
President Obama admitted many of those manufacturing jobs are lost for good, but said his administration is providing incentives and tax breaks to encourage employers to create new positions in their place. And he reminded the audience that most of the 8 million jobs were lost before his economic policies were adopted.
We stepped in and we stopped the bleeding. Now the economy is growing again. We've had private sector job growth for the last 8 months. Credit is now flowing again, although small businesses are still having a tough time getting credit. And so we've been focused. We signed a bill actually this week to help small businesses get credit and cut some of their taxes. And so I'm very proud of the fact that we've been able to prevent the economy from going into a second depression.
The president was also forced to defend his health care bill after one woman asked if the reforms would result in long lines for surgery. Mr. Obama said for most people, their insurance coverage would not change, but for those without insurance, more options were now available. In response to a question about the nation's ongoing wars, the president vowed an orderly withdrawal from Iraq and Afghanistan, but warned additional spending would be needed for returning veterans.
Services for post-traumatic stress disorder, reducing backlogs in terms of them getting disability claims, help specifically for women veterans who are much more in the line of fire now than they'd ever been before. All those things cost some money. So even as we start winding down the war in Afghanistan, it's not as if there's going to be a huge peace dividend right away.
Obama urged the audience to have patience with his policies both abroad and at home. And although several in attendance said afterward the message resonated, they doubted the voting public would heed that advice during the upcoming election. In Des Moines, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.